Hey everyone, I'm Preston Lee.
And I'm Clay Mosley.
And this is Freelance to Founder. Every week, we sit down with freelancers like you for actionable coaching calls with one mission.
To help you ditch the feast famine lifestyle.
And build your own sustainable business.
At one point, we were both brand new freelancers, barely making ends meet.
But by now, we've started, grown, and even sold a few businesses of our own.
And we want to help you do the same. If you're ready to go from freelance to founder,
then join the army of freelancers who are taking matters into their own hands.
Visit freelancetofounder.com to apply for your own on-air coaching call. And now, get ready to take some notes because an all-new episode of Freelance to Founder starts right now.
On today's episode, we have a coaching call with Mohsin, who's building a Facebook ads business from Morocco. Mohsin has had some great success getting jobs on Upwork, but he's ready to diversify his marketing, and he's decided to go with cold outreach for starters. Clay and I give him enough great advice to fill three pages with notes about cold pitching to grow your business. Stay tuned, and we'll get started right after this quick message. Whether you want to travel more or communicate better with international clients, you need to try Babbel. I've used Babbel's courses, and you can do the same in order to learn real-life conversation skills in a different language, order food, ask for directions, or speak to clients without having to use translation apps. Right now, get 60% off your Babbel subscription. This is only for our listeners at babbel.com/freelance. That's 60% off at babbel.com/freelance, spelled babbel.com/freelance. Rules and restrictions apply. When you wake up in the morning and check your phone, does it feel like this or like this? Because with Shopify, your morning can feel like this way more often. That's the sound of a sale being made on your new Shopify store. And while client payments may require weeks or months of work, you can start generating a semi-passive income to grow your business by setting up a Shopify store all of your own. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Whether you're selling your latest designs on shirts or bags or adding something totally different to your business, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. You can sell online, you can sell in person, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. With Shopify, you can set up your store in minutes and start selling immediately. And Shopify's award-winning support is there to help you as you go. Sign up for a $1 per month trial at shopify.com/freelance. That's all lowercase. That's shopify.com/freelance to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/freelance. Or click the link in our show description and start waking up to this. Hello and welcome back to another episode of Freelance to Founder. My name is Preston Lee from Millo.co, and joining me on the air is my friend Clay Mosley from GetDripify.com. Hey, Clay.
Hey, man. How's it going?
Good, man. We just, people hopefully know that we batch record these. We just got off a great conversation all about your business. You pulling the trigger on a pretty big decision in your business. So I feel like we should plug your business really quick, like a 10-second plug for Dripify. What are you doing over at Dripify, and why should people be paying attention?
Yeah, so Dripify, the 10-second pitch is, if you are a service provider, which I think most of the people here are,
yeah.
I basically offer marketing courses specifically for service providers.
There we go.
So if you want to learn how to market your business as a service provider, that's where you go.
And Clay teaches all those courses, if you've, at least at the time of recording. So if you've liked some of the marketing stuff Clay's talked about on this show, you'll definitely get a ton out of his courses. So head over to getdripify.com and you can check out some of the courses that Clay has there. Also joining us on the air today is Mohsin calling from Morocco. Hey, Mohsin, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good, brother. So you said the name right, this one. this time.
Did I get it right? It's a tough one for me. Yeah.
It's good.
Good.
Hello, guys.
I speak two and almost a half languages, but neither of them are Arabic. None of them are Arabic, and so I apologize. If I can't.
You
say
have
it right.
Some good potential, brother. Yeah.
That's good. Good potential.
Good. Well, thanks for calling in today, Mohsin. We're excited to have you. Let's chat a little bit about your business. Tell the listeners what you're working on, what your business is doing right now.
Yes, of course. So currently I'm a freelancer that does mainly Facebook advertising and other channels, so social media advertising in general. So right now I've been using Upwork, working with the client like all over the world. I've been in this journey like for 2 months ago. I was working at 9 to 5 and decided to take the leap and doing this freelancing like for full time.
Well, congratulations. That's a big deal.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, that's awesome. You.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, and so how are things going so far? Tell us maybe about who your clients are and how you feel like things are going generally.
Yes. So, good. I've been having clients like consistently now from Upwork, working with like businesses, e-commerce businesses, and also working with agencies that need some people to help them there with Facebook ads for their clients. Maybe I say 80% or 70% of my clients are now agencies, and 30% are businesses that have e-commerce.
I love that. And which clients do you prefer? Like, would you rather be working with agencies or directly with a client?
Yes. So for me, I like the contract with the clients. So just to see that I'm helping and see they're like they are happy with the result. Like with agencies, you don't have that much contact with clients. You have only the contact with the agency. But yeah, also the agencies, I have good people that I work with, and they are really satisfied with my work, and that's what I like. So I like giving good services to my clients.
Yeah, I like that. So all of your work is through Upwork right now. No outside clients.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Well, you know, as listeners of the show know, everyone who comes on for a coaching call, like Wasin has come on today, fills out a small questionnaire. And by the way, if you want to come on for a coaching call, we are currently looking for some smart and driven freelancers who want to grow their business. You can visit freelance2founder.com. If you've been listening for a while, before we hit record, Wasin was telling us he's been listening for a while on loop, listening to the podcast, which we're flattered and so excited to hear. If you're like him and have been listening in, but have been too timid to come on the show yourself, we need you. This show doesn't work without freelancers who are trying to scale and who are willing to come on and talk about their business. So all that to say, visit freelance2founder.com and you can scroll to the bottom of the page. There's a small questionnaire to fill out and we'd love to have you on the air where we can chat more about your business. Wasin, when you filled out the questionnaire, you put that on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being freelancer, 10 being founder, you would rate yourself closer to currently a 2 on the scale. So you're really just a freelancer right now, but that you'd like to get to more of a 7, closer to the founder status. Walk us through what a 7 might look like in your book. Where would you like to be in 6 months or a year?
Yeah, so for me, it's just like create a good team, like managing a good team, and also being because I like doing Facebook ads. It's something that I'm passionate about. So I want to be like managing a team with the media buyers and stuff, and some contractors, but also still doing like service delivery with clients, because it's something that I'm passionate about and I like doing. So yeah. That for me, it's the idea. It's like managing a big team and also still in the service delivery also.
Can I ask a question? Are you wanting to be more, are you wanting to stay on the ad side, like just strategically or more like in the work, in the project work? Or are you wanting more to like be on the sales side or more like where do you want your role to be?
Yeah, so for me, it's just to give like the strategy and give like the vision about how we're gonna do it. Are we gonna do the ads for clients, or what's the strategy that would be for this type of clients? Maybe helping the team also with the technical side of ads if they need to. So generally, like I guess the it's both of the things. So the strategy and also maybe the on the ad level too.
Okay. That just gives a little bit more clarity.
And I'm curious, in this perfect world, a year from now, like how many employees are you thinking, or teammates, or contractors, or whatever? What does your team really look like? How many are there? What kinds of things are they doing versus what you're doing on a daily basis? Or are you kind of all doing the same thing? What does that look like?
Yes, for me, I would have like a team of 5 or 10 people, like contractors and maybe some sales people, because I'm not that good on sales. So for me, as I said, I like doing ads. I like the copywriting. I like doing the strategy, maybe the targeting for the ads and stuff. So maybe help them with service delivery, but keeping, like I said before, keeping the relationship with the clients, talking with the clients, give them like how much we're gonna do that, we're gonna bring results for them, and all of that.
I like that. I like that way of thinking. So, what would you say are some of your biggest hurdles that you're facing? How can Clay and I help you move from a 2 and up the scale, start to scale your business?
Yes. So as I said, like in the form. So right now, my first source of clients or leads is through Upwork, which is something good, something that helped me a lot with my business, and I'm grateful for, because I've been trying, like before doing Upwork, I tried like everything. I tried cold calling. I tried cold emailing.
Mm. Yeah,
with any results. But after I switched to Upwork, it's just like I signed my first client within like 2 weeks or so.
Oh,
so
wow.
It's a good thing. But like, you know, in Upwork, there is not like good big ticket clients and or some big businesses or medium-sized businesses that you can work on. And there is a lot of competition also. So the first thing is I would love to have a second stream of leads. Like I'm trying cold calling, cold emailing, sorry. I hired someone who do a lead sourcing for me and do so the lead personalization, but it's not working that good now. Maybe if you can help me with that, with some ideas for cold emailing to have more success in it.
Yeah, I love that idea. Let's talk a little bit about cold outreach, cold emailing. I know Clay has some experience with that, but I think we'll both probably lean toward the side of saying like it's a lot better if you can warm up a lead. However, you know, thinking through cold emailing, you know, we've got a PDF course on cold emailing that I'll be sure to link in the show notes of this episode. So you can check that out if you're interested. I'll send you a copy as well, Mohsin. But basically, like cold emailing is all about overemphasizing trustworthiness and value. Because the quickest way to get deleted is to like seem spammy or to not efficiently show your value to a potential client. They get hundreds of emails a day. They probably get pitches like the one you're sending. And so what you have to say is like, how can I send an email that is short, effective, shows my value, and shows that they can trust me, that I'm not just some bot sending spammy emails out. And also you have to realize that cold selling is a numbers game. Like you're not going to send 10 emails and get 4 clients. You're going to send 1,000 emails and get 4 clients, right? So like it's totally a numbers game, but if you're willing to use, you know, a tool like reply.io, which I'll link up in the show notes as well, then you can play the numbers game and you can personalize emails at scale, and you can send out sort of warm, trustworthy emails, but still at scale. So those would be maybe my first pieces of advice, is just like you have to be trustworthy and you have to know that it's a numbers game. Clay, what do you have to add to that?
Have you ever noticed that many of the problems people call in with on this show can be solved by hiring someone? Sometimes you need a full-fledged team, other times maybe just a simple assistant, or an expert in something you're not great at. Whatever your reason for hiring, we recommend you take a look at LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn isn't just another job board. As you may know already, LinkedIn has a vast network of more than a billion professionals, which makes it the best place to hire. It gives you access to professionals you can't find anywhere else. And LinkedIn Jobs makes the process of finding the perfect teammate easy and intuitive. Hiring is always easy when you have access to so many quality candidates. So easy, in fact, that 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours when using LinkedIn Jobs. I've used it myself, and it was so simple. In fact, I've made multiple hires using LinkedIn Jobs. And did I mention, by the way, it's free to business owners like me and you. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/freelance. That's linkedin.com/freelance to post your job for free, or click the link in our show description. Terms and conditions apply. You know, working from home is mostly great, but there are some days when I realize I haven't left my house or even my chair like all day. Have you been there? Getting outside to exercise or making a trip to the gym are just harder now that my office is just a flight of stairs away. If you're stuck in the same rut as me, then you should try Hydro. That's Hydrow. With the Hydro Rower and 20 minutes a day, getting a full body workout is so much easier. Hydro can work up to 86% of your muscles in just 20 minutes for an insane effective home workout. That's because Hydro pairs the effectiveness of rowing with the power of technology to connect you with over 5,000 video trainings, classes, and workouts. And get ready to get out from behind your home desk, because after a few months of daily rowing with Hydro, your partner's going to want to take you out for a night on the town to show you off. This spring, join the growing rowing community at Hydro. Head over to hydro.com and use code freelance to save up to $400 off your Hydro. That's Hydrow.com and promo code freelance to save $400. Hydro.com, promo code freelance, or just click the link in our show description.
Yeah, I think you said it spot on. I think it's super difficult to get high ticket clients when you are straight cold calling them, or you just met them for the first time, or you just had a first interaction. So I would say, yeah, it's straight up numbers, straight up volume. The more you can do, the more the chances of you getting more business is higher. But I would not expect a high ticket client from it. And so I like what you're doing with Upwork. And I would use Upwork as kind of like just keeping yourself busy and use that to like pay the bills at this point. But simultaneously, what I would do is I would work on strategies that will help build your credibility and authority, because credibility and authority is what is going to bring in the high ticket clients, in my opinion. And so, but that takes time, right? So if you do those at the same time, you're not going to get that many high ticket clients right at the beginning. It'll take some time. And so maybe 95%+ of your business is going to be through the low ticket, high volume work, just to pay the bills. And then over time, as you build credibility and authority, that ratio will go the opposite direction.
I think the nice thing about the services that you offer, Mohsin, is you, like, by nature, Facebook ads or any kind of ads are an ongoing expense. Right, so as long as you're like helping your clients get to ROI positive, then they theoretically, as long as they want to keep making money, they theoretically will keep you on for a long time. And so I hope this will be helpful. I want to tell you quickly. I hired someone to do Facebook and Google ads earlier this year, and actually they came from a cold pitch. So I hardly ever hire anyone based off a cold pitch, but this one came through and there was something interesting about it. So I want to read to you.
Must have been a damn good pitch.
It was a good pitch. And I want to read some elements that I think helped convert me, because like I said, I almost never do this. And the jury's still out on whether, you know, this is going to deliver how we need it to, but I at least like working with the people. And we're not, you know, we're not in the hole too far quite yet. And I think we're going to get our money back out of it. So let me just kind of break down his email. It says, "Hey, Preston, I recently came across Solid Gigs. That's our subscription service. It's our kind of a SaaS service, but not really. Anyway, he says, I think it's awesome. I can imagine how much time I would have saved if I knew about it early in my freelancing days." So he's immediately like kind of making a personal connection and showing that he's done more than just like plug in the name of my business. He's actually done a little research to figure out what is, you know, what we do. Then he says, "Quick idea to run by you." So it's very non-threatening, right? It's just sort of like, "Hey, I was just thinking," and obviously he's gone through and thought very carefully about this copy. But it purposefully sounds very casual. He says, "Quick idea to run by you. I run a SaaS marketing agency that partners with companies like yours and delivers them growth and customers on a pure payment on results basis." Okay, so he automatically takes the risk out. He says, like, "You only have to pay me when I get results for you." He says, "It's the definition of risk-free growth, and I was curious if you'd be open to exploring that. In short, I only profit when we make you money."
That's good.
Okay, so he says, "Can I send over more info if you're open to this idea? Thanks," and then he signs his name. It's like four lines, super short, and then ends with a question, "May I send over more info if you're open to this idea?" My response was, "Definitely open to it. Let me know what you're thinking." It was so easy to just send a quick response. He didn't say, "Can I send you a proposal?" He didn't say, "Read this web page." He didn't say, like, he didn't give me all the details. I've literally gotten pitches before where I respond and say, TLDR, like it was too long and I didn't read
right.
it. What's the point of this pitch? And they have to get back to me. So, and then
something that's like three or four sentences, like that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Keeping it short.
Yeah. And then he sent me, after those three or four sentences, and I said, "Sure, send me what you've got in mind." Then he made me a personalized Loom video that I could watch in like a minute and a half, explaining all about what he's going to do for me, how he's going to bring value to my business. And literally the next email I said, "I think I'd like to give this a try." Like it took him two emails to close the deal with me because it was so personalized and trustworthy and so risk-free. So that's maybe another element is like as you're cold pitching, remove the risk, right? People don't know you. So you have to remove the risk in other ways. It's one way of being trustworthy. So unless we make money together, I don't have to pay him, right? So that's a huge deal for me, especially when we're investing in ads.
Yeah. So like, just to give them, like an offer they can't refuse. So
yeah,
if you
basically
are removing, yeah. So this is a thing that I was thinking about. Like this last two days. So how I can offer. The cold prospect, something that they can't say no to, and maybe it's an idea to just remove the risk from, like, you can have, like, are paid after you give your result, something like that, which is something good, I think.
Yeah, I think it's good. I would tell you that this is a very common strategy that I've seen from Facebook ads people. Where it's just pay for performance, and I'm sure it's really easy to get your foot in the door with this. But the thing is that now you gotta
deliver.
You gotta show it.
Yeah.
You gotta deliver.
Yeah.
You know, which I mean, you gotta deliver anyway if you want to keep him as a long-term client.
But I actually love that because that just showed to me that he was confident in his abilities to actually make something happen. Like if he's
for sure.
You know, if he's gonna go through the trouble of pitching me and having me hire him. He must believe to some extent that he can get the results he's promising.
Yes, exactly. That's a good point. So I want to go back to something that Clay said just for like credibility and authority. So referring to like something like a personal brand or something like that?
Are you asking if it should be a personal brand?
Yes.
I guess like in a perfect world, you do both. You have an agency brand and you have a personal brand, and the personal brand will help drive business to the agency brand. Very, very classic popular example is Gary V. So if you're familiar with Gary Vaynerchuk, he drives his personal brand all yeah. over social media, but that's not the name of his agency. His agency is what's it called? VaynerMedia.
Yeah.
And so they're and I've seen him say this, like 90% of VaynerMedia's clients do not even talk to Gary V.
Yeah.
They talk to his employees. And so
same with here's a more old school example, like David Ogilvy, you know, famous advertising agency, right? He was the name. Now his agency also happened to be called Ogilvy, but a very similar model. And most people didn't work with Ogilvy. They worked with his employees.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think the personal brand is good. Like in a perfect world, you do both, and the personal brand will help drive business to the agency. But again, perfect world, do both. But if you had to choose one, I don't know if it really makes a huge difference to do either one. I will tell you what I see. I see more people doing it under a personal brand. So I get ads all the time of these Facebook ads, quote unquote experts, and it's almost always under their name. So I've never actually marketed a business like a Facebook ads business, but these guys are probably doing it under a personal brand for a reason. So that's just what I'm seeing. But I can't tell you whether or not that's the way to
go. I can tell you from a buyer's point of view. Again, I hired this guy, right? And he's got a whole company behind him. Well, a whole company. He's got a few guys working with him. But I can tell you, like, getting an email from an agency saying, like, hire us, automatically I just see, like, money going out the window, because hiring an agency sounds expensive. Whereas hiring a freelancer or hiring a couple experts sounds way more affordable. And so maybe that's what's working for people. I know, Mohsin, part of the question was like to develop confidence and what were the words you used?
Like credibility and authority.
There we go. Credibility and authority. I think that can be a lot easier to do as a person than as a brand. I think it takes more time to make your brand an authority than to make yourself an authority. I think just because people are naturally more skeptical of a brand than of a person. So I think it could pay off to try to tie the two together. That may be why you've seen more luck on Upwork, because you're a person that people are hiring. You're not a brand that people... It's not an ambiguous thing in the sky, a brand, right? It's you, a person that's actually going to add value to their business.
So like it's better to do like to go to the prospect as a person better than going as a brand or as an agency.
I think so.
If like
I think in this scenario because it's more I would say it's more human, right? It's more humanized, I guess you could say. More personal. So it's usually a lot easier to get sales whenever you're more personal. So it's the same thing with like when Preston mentioned the other guy did a Loom. I bet you, just from what I know with Loom, I bet you the guy showed his face at some point.
Yeah, totally did.
And he said,
"Hi, Preston." Like I knew it wasn't a pre-recorded thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I bet there would be a difference between a screen record where you did not see his face versus the Loom where you did see his face.
Yeah, totally.
So it's more personal, like you're actually working with a real person. So I think in this situation, yes. I know in past episodes we talk about how you should brand yourself as an agency. Just in general. And I still think that's true. I think eventually you'll want to do that. But in this particular situation, I think marketing yourself as a person, and even when you build up your agency name, if you're going to still do cold pitches, I still think it's still the right way to go to use your own personal brand.
The cold pitching thing, right? Like mm-hmm. talk about branding yourself and as an agency when people come to you as a referral, or you know, if you're doing like marketing in your local community or whatever, you can start to be. But even then, like you, like when you did in Little Rock, you still were like Clay from Rock City Digital or whatever it was. So,
mm-hmm, for sure,
there in today's world, people just like a human element. There's so much that can be done without humans that people start to be skeptical if they don't see a face and a friendly voice and someone they can trust. There's just a lot of power behind that, especially when you're going the cold pitching route.
Yeah, that's true. And while you were talking about Loom, I just remember that I was doing a cold emailing prior to going on Upwork, and one or two prospects, I have sent them like a Loom video, even if there was not my face in it. But actually, I had two replies. Yeah, you know, two replies after that Loom video saying, yeah, even they are not interested in that moment, or maybe mm-hmm. I can send more information. And it's something like that that worked. And yeah. You are right.
Yeah, 100%. I want to ask you a question, Mohsin, if I can. So you are a Facebook ads expert. Have you ever considered using Facebook ads to get your own clients and grow your own business?
Yes. So I was thinking about it, but you know, I was always thinking that I need some like authority and some success, more success to be able to market myself and in Facebook. But it's something that
I think that's a mind hurdle.
Yeah,
I think it's a mindset hurdle.
Imposter syndrome.
Yeah.
Why do you feel like you need more success to market yourself?
I don't know, because like I see the people that do like Facebook ads in my niche, they are already established agencies. They have like some names in the market. So maybe it's seeing that type of people that makes me like more skeptical about it.
I think if you're as good at Facebook ads as you say you are, I feel like you should just do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Take that skill set that you have and apply it to your own business. And what better way to show your clients that you can do it successfully than to get them through the very means they'll be hiring you for, right? So like when I want to hire a copywriter, his copywriting to lure me in better be just on fire, or I'm not going to hire him. I hate it when people are like, I'm a really great writer, can I write for your blog? And like, and their message is like riddled with grammar and spelling mistakes. Like, no, I can't. There's no possible way I'm going to hire you, because you can't even write like a coherent email, you know?
Let me tell you something. There's always, I don't care how good you get, I don't care how credible you get, how much authority you get, there will always be somebody better than you.
Mm-hmm.
And or somebody you think is better than you. So that imposter syndrome, like that feeling, will never go away.
Yep.
Ever.
Yep.
So you might as well just get used to that and just go ahead and run Facebook ads and in your pitches, and whenever you talk to these prospects, you might as well just go ahead and act like you are the best, because that, like, it's just never gonna go away. It's like, if you're gonna wait until that feeling goes away, good luck, because like you're gonna wait until you die. Like, just straight up, I'm just gonna tell you that right now.
you are right. That's right.
I get that now. Like, I'm sure Preston gets
every day. Are you kidding? Yeah, all the time. But if you wait to promote your business until you feel like you're bigger or better, like, it's just never gonna happen. Take what's good about your business already. Take what you've done well. And share that. And like, yeah, you might not get, you know, Apple might not hire you right now. And that's fine. Because mm-hmm. they're going to hire someone bigger and better. But,
But ABC Body Shop down the road might hire you.
That's right.
You know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
money is money.
Yep.
And here's the thing too. There's always going to be somebody better than you, but you know who will always not be better than you? Are these prospects. Like
that's such
that
a good point.
Is in their eyes, you are the expert. And so like that's when, if you're going to do some comparisons in your mind, that's who you need to do it with. You need to do comparisons in like you versus the prospect, and instead of you versus another Facebook ads expert, because you versus another Facebook ads expert, that does not matter. Like comparing yourself to other people who do the same thing you do, like that is just toxic. That is just toxic thinking. And so your prospects don't know squat about Facebook ads. So just put that in your mind, tattoo it, and just go with that, because the other way is just it's a never-ending road.
Yeah. Actually, brother, the tattoos are prohibited in my country, so I can't do it.
There you go.
Well, you know, proverbially, yeah, that's a good point. Proverbially tattoo it in your mind.
Yeah, just kidding. Yeah. So yeah, it's a good point. Maybe definitely I'm gonna test it. But you know, Clay, it's not comparing myself like skill set wise, because I know that I'm someone that do like good services, because all my clients generally are still with me until now, and I deliver good results for them. As like agencies, they keep like sending me their clients month after month, and they are like they are happy with me, and I have that confidence that I have some level of skills. So just like you said, it's just the thing that I keep saying like to myself, that if I'm gonna get to that point, then I'm gonna do like the Facebook ads, which is maybe it's not a good thing, and it will be it will still like with me as like I keep growing. So that's a good point.
Yeah, and you've already invested so much time and effort in learning ads. Like yeah, you can go invest time in learning cold outreach, and I probably recommend that you do, because I don't think all your clients should come from one source. But like, why not take that expertise that you already have and leverage it to your benefit? There's in my mind, there's no reason you shouldn't start at least experimenting with it. Now, you might find as a Facebook ads expert that your clients don't hang out on Facebook, or you know, Facebook ads don't work for them or whatever. But like, if you don't try, that feels like a huge missed opportunity to me.
Yes, yes, exactly. Definitely, I'm going to give it a shot.
Well, great. I think this has been a good conversation so far. Mohsin, we've maybe got 10 or 15 minutes left. If you have more, or you know, we could wrap it right now. What sounds good to you? Where should we take the conversation?
Yeah, so like I have like 2 pages of notes, brother. So
I love
yeah,
that. I love
definitely,
that.
Definitely has been a good conversation. But I have one last question, because all my questions I think that I prepared have been like answered just randomly in this conversation, which is good. But I have one question. So how I can differentiate myself, like, because you know, Facebook ads market and the agencies and person that do Facebook ads in the market, there are many that does that, but how I can like be different from the market and differentiate myself and my business from what exists in the market.
Yeah, I think that's a great question. So I think there are lots of different ways you can differentiate. Like obviously you can differentiate on price, which a lot of people choose to do. I don't know that that's necessarily the best option. I think you can stand out by, you know, like I loved this zero risk thing that the guy who reached out to me did. I hadn't seen that a ton, and maybe that's really common in Facebook ad world, but I hadn't seen it. You know, a lot of people pitch me and they want me to, even like a free trial, it doesn't feel the same as no risk. Like I only pay him when he gets me results. So I felt like that was differentiating. I feel like the personalized Loom video was a bit of a differentiator. He took the time to actually care and make a thing for me. And it took him all of, you know, a minute and a half or something to do. So I feel like being personal can be a huge standout. I get so many emails every day that I could just tell they're copy pasted from some template someone found online. In fact, I got this one email for a few months from hundreds of different people. It was literally the exact same email with different, you know, things copied and pasted in what they were trying to pitch me. I eventually said to a few of them, where did you get this? Because like everyone is using it. So I think just like really custom stuff can really help you stand out because people are just getting tons of pitches all the time. I don't know. Clay, do you have something to add to those thoughts?
Yeah, I would say like in the sense of doing cold pitches, just kind of reiterating what we've said before, be very personal. I would say be short, concise, and be casual. So when I say casual, I mean like if you're going to do, for example, a cold email, write your emails like you would to a friend, like a close friend. And so what I mean by that is think about your subject line. Don't capitalize every word in your subject line. In the actual body of the email, don't use like super proper, super proper English or whatever formal, language that you're like sending into. Language, formal, yeah. Like don't use like formal, if you're going to write a paper kind of email. Make the conversation very casual. Just like you're talking to a friend, and be short, concise, and just get to the point. And I really like the Loom video idea of showing your face, and that way it's even that personal level is up even more. On the pricing, I do agree with Preston. I would say maybe that's not the top way to do it, but I will tell you one thing. Just a note here. There is, and I don't know what it is in the Facebook world, okay, the Facebook ads world, but in every industry, every service, there's a point in your pricing where you go from middle class to upper class. And I don't know where it is with Facebook ads, but I'm just going to throw some arbitrary numbers out there. But if someone were to offer me, hey, I'll do Facebook ads for you for $10 a lead. Versus someone who messages me and says, I'll do it for $150 a lead. In my mind, I'm thinking, sure, the $10 a lead sounds great from a numbers perspective, but I'm thinking, man, I bet the quality of those leads are really, really bad.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a tipping point in pricing, and you'll have to play with this, but there's a point where it's like, okay, now you're going from middle class to upper class. And the difference between those two people are middle class is they're going to be spending 100% of their marketing budget with you. And it's not going to be that much. So it could be $500 a month. But like that's not that much money in the ads world. But that could be 100% of their marketing budget. Versus upper class, they may be spending $5,000 a month with you, and that's a drop in the bucket for them. Like that's nothing to them. So figure out where that pricing is. I think the worst place you can be is middle of the road. You're not cheap, but you're also not upper class. So I think that's the worst place. I think you need to be either one or the other in one extreme or the other. You're either really, really, really inexpensive and you do business off of volume, or you're really expensive and you do business off of fewer better people. So that's just my two cents on the pricing.
Yeah, that's a good point you made here.
Mm-hmm. But if you're going to charge high ticket, you better be damn good at what you do.
Exactly.
For sure, and deliver.
Yeah.
And also one last thing, and this is just like a little tidbit. Just because I this world, it just boggles my mind how much business I get because of like a client of mine leaves another professional. It's because of communication, straight up. And you're going to, like, people who are listening to this are going to think, really? That's the number one reason? Like, when people come to me, my clients come to me, they say they have reached out to their web professional or their ads professional, and it's been like a week, and they haven't returned their email or whatever. And then they get fed up with it, and then they leave, specifically, solely because of that. And so for me, I implement a 24 business hour turnaround on all communication. So no matter how someone communicates with me, whether it's text, email, phone call, Instagram DM, Facebook message, doesn't matter. I always return it usually within 24 business hours. And that not only gets me business, but it helps me retain my business. So that will differentiate you from others as well.
I think a good learning from that, I love that, Clay, is, you know, the communication thing for sure is a winner. You could also like poll your clients. Like, what, you know, have you ever worked with an ads person before? If the answer is yes, you know, what did you like about it? What did you not like about the experience? That'll pull out as you work with clients. You'll start to notice themes, you know, like they'll say, well, he just never got back to me, or she could never get us the number of leads we wanted. And then you start to pull that stuff out and use that in your marketing copywriting and say, like, you know, we have a guaranteed 24-hour communication turnaround during the week, or you know, whatever it is. You start to pitch that as a value add, and that can be one way to stand out, most definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, exactly. So that's a good idea. True, true. And I found it like so much in Upwork. So when I'm doing like some proposals and Upwork going through their review, I see a lot of reviews when the client said that the communication was bad, or the freelancer didn't answer my messages, or like something like that. So it's mainly, as you said, Clay, it's most of the thing is the communication problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, spot on.
Almost all problems in this world is a communication problem.
So true.
Yeah.
Expectations true. And communication.
Yeah.
Totally.
Almost all problems in this world. Like, we would have world peace if we would just communicate properly. You know?
Yeah. Very, very possible.
That's maybe an exaggerated statement, but...
but we'd be a lot closer. We would be a lot closer, that's for sure. All right, Mohsin. Well, we have enjoyed this call with you. Thank you so much for taking the time to chat about your business today, man. We really appreciate it.
I appreciate, guys, the opportunity, and it was really, really very helpful for me. Like, I get like now three pages of notes, and I'm definitely gonna use some of the gems you gave me like right away after we finished the
call. That's amazing.
So, I love it.
Thank you.
I love
thank you guys for the opportunity, and yeah.
Well, thanks for joining us. It's been our pleasure. Take care.
Take care, guys.
Freelance to Founder is produced by the team at Millo. Visit millo.co to level up your freelancing.
And Drippify, visit getdrippify.com to become a bad A in business.
Freelance to Founder is also part of The Podglomerate. You can check out more amazing podcasts at thepodglomerate.com. The theme music for this show was produced by Joaquin Carud.
You can catch past episodes at freelancetofounder.com or by searching Freelance to Founder in your favorite podcast player.
While you're at it, we'd love an honest review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
That's all for now. Until next time, see ya.